Good morning, thanks for watching. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's set for a softer start to trade on Thursday. It's been quite a choppy affair for the local market over the course of recent times. The ASX 200 has been up and down on consecutive days for more than a week, so that is set to continue. The futures finished with a loss of 0.6%, or about 38 points, and that was a reflection of the softness that came to bear on US stocks overnight. Once again, we've seen that move higher in US bond yields. The sell-off in the bond market continues as a general trend. And that, in combination with higher energy prices, was a factor that just put the skids under US stocks. So as I said, the S&P 500 down 1.3%, finishing at its lowest ebb. And probably the thing that rankled investors a little bit as well is that the economic news of the day was much weaker than expected, be it the ADP report, which is the private measure of jobs growth, that came in short of expectations. And then the ISM measure of activity in the US services sector, a key barometer of the US economy, that was also substantially weaker than expected. The sector is still expanding, but the slower pace of growth was probably a little bit disappointing under the circumstances, and may have just added to the selling pressure at the margins. But notwithstanding that, it's still important to bear in mind two important outcomes, three, when you look at the performance of US markets. So we saw a pretty solid bump higher in oil prices. They were up by more than 3% at one stage. So energy stocks were solid performers on Wall Street. And this comes ahead of an OPEC meeting where they could reasonably still crimp output. So that's something to bear in mind in the next day. They meet on Thursday in European time. The other thing to point out is that margin between short and long-term interest rates is beneficial to banks. And that's part of the reason that we have seen bank stocks flourish overnight where the US was concerned, notwithstanding that weakness in the broader market. So the KBW Bank Index at one stage was up quite substantially, more than 3%. It finished with a gain of 1%, but Bank of America, Citigroup, JP Morgan, those stocks are all up by more than 2%. So keep an eye on local lenders today. In the technology space, it was the mega caps that tended to weigh things down. So Amazon and Alphabet shares were down by around 3%, but you might see some softness where local technology names are concerned. Elsewhere, there is a bit of a revival going on where the travel, leisure and hospitality stocks are concerned. The vaccine rolling out is such an important catalyst for that group, so important not to underestimate the importance of that in the bigger picture. The Aussie dollar, it's actually struggling, and this turns around that move higher for US interest rates. That has seen the US dollar firm up, which has made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is probably welcome under the circumstances. It could have been a deal stronger given those very encouraging growth numbers that we saw a day ago. So the Aussie trading a shade under 78 US cents at the moment.